And now, let's find out what's making news in the U.S. thanks to Kia's award-winning Picanto, Serato, and Carnival.
Richard Arnold, good afternoon. No Donald Trump story today. Wow, what has become of the United States? Tell me about this giant cruise ship. What's it done?
Well, they're huddling discussing healthcare on the Trump scene, but yeah, this ship, what do you do if you live on the waterfront and a giant cruise liner is edging closer and closer to your backyard? In fact, it's just 30 metres off. This is the Celebrity Equinox, a cruise ship with 16 decks and a capacity to carry more than 3,000 people on board. They're a big ship. What do you do when it could be just seconds away from crashing into your house?
Look, look, get out!
Get out of here is what the homeowner, Yasmin Dodhunter, is screaming. The alarmed couple recorded video of the close call and say they were just freaked out by what happened, as you certainly would be, right? He says of the situation,
I looked up and all I could see was the bow of the ship towering over the house.
His wife says as well of those moments,
that's when I really was panicking, and I was worried that the house was going to get hit.
Well, in those final seconds, they could see the ship throwing its thrusters into full reverse, and it missed the house, barely. The local port authority says they're not investigating because, quote, there was no marine casualty. There was no house tragedy either, but a close call. This is not the first time that this cruise line has come closer than it should at speed towards a dock. Yeah, that's the unhappy sound last year when bad weather caused another celebrity cruise ship to slam into a dock in Alaska. Anyway, this latest situation was in Florida, and after the family posted their video on YouTube, the cruise company responded saying, quote, the ship operated safely and did not put guests or crew at risk. Guest or crew? What about the house?
Oh, those things just don't pull up on a dime either. I mean, they take
right.
a while to slow down.
I think we know this, especially when it's a cruise ship giganticus, right?
And how deep must it be where they live for it to be 30 metres away from the house anyway? Now, tell me about this parking spot. Well, speaking of ships parking, so someone's what, coughing up or charging for a parking spot?
This is the offer for whoever has more money than sense. Yeah, there's a parking space open in New York, but it'll cost you. Boy, will it cost you. It's a parking space in a garage that they're advertising this way. End your parking woes forever. No more looking for space. No more parking tickets. No more shoveling out your car from a snowdrift. But the selling price is $300,000 US, one parking spot, around $400,000 Australian. The parking space does come with 24-hour attendance, but a visitor to the area says,
I'm from Spain, where for that amount of money, you can buy a big house.
Seriously, the parking lot owners also offer free valet service and hand car washing, but that would be an additional charge. There is also a tax and maintenance fee for the space, which adds up to another $400 a month. Maintenance?
This is in a parking lot. This is actually in a desert.
It's in a building. It's in a building. Right. So they're parking spaces. I think there's about 140-odd parking spaces in this place. And they do paint a pretty picture on the wall where you park. But the last parking space they had went for almost $400,000 just a few months ago. So there is, surprisingly, a market for this, just as there is a market for some other bizarre stuff.
Pass the hat around, Richard. Pass the hat around. Thank you, mate. Richard Arnold in the U.S.